Hey ho, hey, it's that time again. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which we like to take a bath with the cat. You're listening to the Dubious Bathtub Committee. Oh, it's so fun. So I'm standing here in the bathroom. The cat won't leave me alone. And I wonder what will happen if we pretend that it's kitty bath time. So let's grab the cat and see if she wants to take a bath.
Oh, you want to take a bath, kitty cat, miss? No? You don't want to take a bath?
Oh, that crazy cat. Yeah, so I picked her up, and usually she starts freaking out, but she didn't. And she just meowed once, and I thought, oh, maybe somebody does want to take a bath. But it's not Pippa. I put her back down. I'm not going to torture her or anything. But I think I'm going to take a bath. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Bathtub Committee. Oh, yeah. Gotta sit down. Okay. So, you might be wondering, why is it bathtub time at 1930 UTC suddenly? Well, it's true that I have physical therapy again today. And I gotta get loosened up. Otherwise, I'm gonna crash and burn at the hospital, and that's never fun. And I'm starting to get nervous for my physical therapy, which is in about an hour and 15 minutes. Why am I nervous for it? Well, let me take a sip of tea first. Oh, yeah. Drinking tea in the bathtub. One of my favorite things in the world to do. Yeah, so I'm a little bit nervous to go to my physical therapy appointment today because I've been slacking off a little bit. I haven't been doing my exercises. I haven't been doing my workout. Well, that's not entirely true. I have been when I remember to do it, which has been rare, and late at night. Normally, I like to do this in the morning or afternoon, you know, an hour or two after I get up. But with all the craziness that's been going on in my life in the last 2 weeks, things have gotten messed up. Because my schedule has certainly changed and is now weird with all the running around and dealing with all my parents' stuff recently. So I've been a little slack. Now I know what a lot of you are thinking. You're thinking, yeah, Tobe, aren't you always a little slack? Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Oh, it's true. But I've been a little bit more slack than usual. But not really. Only because I've been having to do more stuff, and it's so confusing. Luckily, I don't have a lot of stuff I need to do for my parents today. At least not as of right now. So I've got time to take a bath, and that's about it. And then I have to run off to the hospital. So I thought, oh, I better get Dubious Goals Committee out of the way. So here we are, in the bathtub. At the same time, we're supposed to be doing Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, and I'm also supposed to be watching a game. Well, wait. Yeah, no. There is a game on right now, a football game, but it's the replay of the big game yesterday, the Liverpool game. And then there's a pregame show, and then there's a live game on
But, you know, inconveniently enough, that's right when I have to go to the hospital. So let's turn the water off here. Oh, yeah, I got me a full bathtub. It's one of my favorite things in the world is a full bathtub. And now that the water has been turned off, Peppa has come back. She's right here. Hi. She's rubbing her face up against my arm. Hi. Hi, you want to get in the bathtub? You want to be bath kitty? You wants to be bath baby? No comment from the cat. Peppa does not want to be bath baby. So, what else is new? Oh, here she comes again. Hi, yes, hello, good morning. I'm glad you got to see me too. Yeah, you having a fun time this morning? Yeah, oh, here, I'll try to pet you at the same time. So yeah, Pippa's got her back legs on the floor. She's got her front legs up on the tub, and she wants me to pet her. Now she wants to jump up here. Oh yeah. Somehow, Pippa has now figured out a way to sit on the side of the bathtub. She's kind of sitting on some of the cables here, but that's okay. And this is ragdolls for you. This is so typical of the breed. Ragdolls, they always have to be around you. They always have to know what you're doing. And they always, always just have to be cats. That's you. Hi, you're a nice, pretty kitty face. Hello. You know, there are a lot of cats that will follow you around a bit. Jeez, ragdolls, especially when they're kittens, you're not going to get any peace. The cat's going to be all over you at all times. And Pippa still is that way, but now that she's older, it's sort of by choice. So she takes naps, and then she comes and finds you and makes you do stuff with her. Oh, let's play. Oh, let's do some kitty business. Oh, let's go up in the bathroom and you can sit in the bathtub and I'll sit on the side of the bathtub. Yeah, so that's what's going on right now. My cat's just sitting here. She's kind of interested in watching the drips come out of the faucet, but I think now she's going to try to lay down on the edge of the tub here. That's a good trick for a cat. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway. So, I ran into something interesting just a few minutes ago. And now I want a lute. Anyway, where am I going with this? Yes, so you may or may not know that SDF has a member named S.J. Lawson. And he does not seem to appear in comm very often. I don't know if I've ever seen him in comm. At least I don't remember seeing him in the Anon radio room where I always hang out. But S.J. Lawson, he does post things on bulletin board from time to time. And a few days ago, a week ago, was this last Monday that he did that? I don't remember. He posted a message on bulletin board about playing some songs. He was going to play some songs from Ultima 4, or maybe it was Ultima 6. I don't remember. I only barely vaguely remember the game Ultima. Okay, Pippa, you're getting your kitty tail, you dumbass. Your kitty tail is in the water. My cat turned around 180 degrees, and in doing so, just dips her entire tail in the... Okay, are you... Now she decided to turn around again, and when she's doing so, now her wet tail's flipping me in the face. Anyway, where am I going with this? Yeah, so S.J. Lawson, he posted a link
to some videos he made. He was playing some Ultima music and something else on his lute. And that's what got my attention. I don't care about video games. I just don't care. But I do care about things like lutes. So I found his channel on YouTube, and I didn't follow his link because I watch YouTube on my TV and I can't click a link in my SDF email and make it magically appear on my TV. So I just, you know, looked him up on my TV, and here we had him. Here we got a guy with his lute. And I'm thinking, sweet. And so I started listening to lute music by S.J. Lawson, SDF member. And it was very lutey. He did some Ultima songs, which I was kind of like, all right, I don't really get the reference because I didn't play Ultima, but this is not horrible lute playing. This is some pretty good lute playing, in fact. So I watched a few more things, and I'm like, yeah, good lutin'. He's lutin' it up pretty good. And I started to covet that lute. I want a lute. That's one thing I don't have. I do not own a lute. How can this be? The truth of the matter is, I don't even own a mandolin. But that's okay. I got my Irish bouzouki tuned as a mandolin, and it's just an octave lower. I don't know if I could play a mandolin anymore. Jeez. The space between the frets is so small. It's tiny. Teeny tiny. And that's why I want a lute. That's the advantage to a lute. Instead of a long neck with a lot of frets and just a couple of strings, which is, you know, what I'm used to, with things like my cigar box guitars, which are three-stringed, and my bouzouki, which is eight-stringed, and stuff like that. But no, the lute has a very, very short neck, and it makes up for that. You get your extra notes by adding more strings. And I don't have an instrument like that. I don't have a many-stringed short-neck instrument, and I kind of want one for the variety so I can do sweet riffages on my lute, and so where am I going to get a lute? Oh wait, that's right, I know luthiers. I could just say, you know, do your job, build a lute, you luthier. But no, I can't do that. So I saw some other pictures. Well, I didn't see pictures. I saw thumbnails. When I was looking at S.J. Lawson's YouTube channel, you know, I saw his little, what do they call it? The picture that you have for your channel. And it looks like he's dressed up in Renaissance getup. And I didn't look, but I think I saw some Renaissance Fair photos or thumbnails. So, what does that lead me to believe? That leads me to believe that S.J. Lawson does some Ren Fair gigs. When you're a lute player, well, you don't have a lot of opportunities for gigs. I mean, you could start a lute band and try to get gigs in bars and stuff. I don't know how that would fly. I guess it would depend on what music you were playing. But, you know, if you're playing, you know, Renaissance music, you know, the demand for that isn't quite as widespread. That's kind of something of a niche market. And you only have a few options. Option number one, Renaissance Fairs and the Renaissance Fair Tour. You know, that everybody's got Renaissance Fairs going, and so theoretically, you could figure out when all the Renaissance Fairs are happening and drive around in the summer and catch a big majority of them, you know, go here for a week, go there for a week,
go there for a weekend, go back over there for another week. Be that Renaissance guy. I don't know how well that pays. I've never taken a Renaissance gig, but I could. I mean, my Irish bouzouki is pretty much a cittern with one less race of strings. So, you know, you can play cittern music on it. And I can drink tea. I do love to drink tea in the bathtub. Tea in the bathtub. With me. So, you know, being the touring Renaissance musician, you know, I wouldn't do it now. I'm old. I complain a lot. I like bathtubs and tea. And when you're on the Renaissance Fair tour, you're not going to get a lot of bathtubs and tea. Unless, of course, you're in a hotel somewhere. But if I was a younger man, if I was as physically old as I am mentally old, I would probably get a car and a small camper, or at least a car that I could sleep in the back of. Perhaps a van. And I might consider doing this. I don't know how profitable it would be, but, you know, at least you could have a fairly fun summer touring around between the Renaissance fairs, playing luty music. Luty. Oh, it's so luty. And that would be fun. I would do that. You know, I would almost do that now. Except I would have to stay in a hotel and probably only play for about 2 hours a day at the Renaissance Fair. Maybe just do concerts, you know. Just tell everybody, look, the show is at noon and four. If you're not there, that's tough. Get a little stage going. Get some side men, do a show. And then go back to the hotel, watch football, drink tea. Yeah, I'm getting lazy. You know, it's not that I'm lazy, it's just that in my old age, I'm discovering things that other people take for granted, like central heating and hot water and all these things that I've really come to enjoy. Things that I went without in my earlier years. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, am I just getting lazy, or have I lost my drive to play music? It's not that I've lost enthusiasm. It's just I find a little more value in other things these days. I don't know what it is. But anyway, let's get back on topic. Being a Renaissance musician. Option number two for gigs. If you're looking for a place to play, your other option besides Renaissance fairs, plural, tend to be things like theme restaurants or theme parks. If there's a theme park, Renaissance park type thing, or if a theme park is doing Renaissance flavored things, or if they have a castle or anything like that. Yeah, they need a lute player. If you've got one of those theme restaurants where knights are jousting as entertainment, yeah, they need a lute player. They need a strolling lute player. You need to walk around in between things going on, doing some lute noodling. Do some lute noodling. Playing a lot of Aeolian mode on your lute so you can play green sleeves. Yeah, bet you didn't know that. Green sleeves is Aeolian. I can tell you somebody who does know that. S.J. Lawson, our resident lute player. Oh, I want that lute. I covet that lute. I gotta stop thinking about lutes. I got to stop thinking about it. Oh. So, you know, having a regular gig in a theme restaurant, one of those medieval theme restaurants, kind of doesn't make sense because, you know, if you're playing a Renaissance lute, why are you playing it in a medieval theme restaurant? But that's the whole thing. Have you actually been to a Renaissance fair lately? It's not Renaissance. It's three things. It's Dungeons and Dragons, pirates, because for some reason people think pirates are Renaissance. And you don't want to know. You don't want to know. It's a nightmare. I feel bad for S.J. Lawson for having to do the whole Renaissance fair thing. But anyway, if you were in a Renaissance theme restaurant or a medieval theme restaurant, that might be a good gig, being the strolling lute player. You know, because on any given night, how many shows are they going to do? One or two? In between acts, you play for 30 seconds or 2 minutes. Or if it's the type of restaurant where it's a sit-down restaurant, you know, you just walk around on the tables playing diddly-diddly-diddly-doo, doodly-doodly-doodly-doo. Bing bing bling ding bling ding bling ding 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 bling ding bling ding 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 bing. That would be cool. That would be a cool gig because, well, you'd probably get free food out of it. And if that restaurant was in your town, that would be cool. Because then you wouldn't have to tour. Then you could just go to work, play your lute, turn around and go home. Man, the cat's freaking out there. I just heard her go thundering down the stairs. Thundering down the stairs. What other kind of lute gigs are there? Can't really think of any. Although I tell you where you could... Anytime you have any sort of street festival, you can sort of get away with that. Because you could put on your costume, your medieval lute playing costume, and you could get out there and you could do stuff. I'm specifically thinking about art fairs. We have this hilarious art fair every year downtown. They close off a bunch of streets and everybody puts up booths and displays their art. There's not a lot of art. There's a hell of a lot of crafts. But you know, that's another one of those places where you could just show up. But actually, I think they schedule performers for that. But yeah, who's going to bust you for being a lute player? Plus, it's easy to escape from the art people. They can't run very well because they never go outside. They spend all their time in their ateliers. Painting, not getting any sunlight, not getting any exercise. It's easy to run away from an artist. What in the hell is going on out there? Can you hear this? This is the cat thumping up and down the stairs. She's trying to climb up the door jamb too or something. Jeez, that's crazy. You're a crazy kitty. What is she doing out there? Craziness. The other potential gig for a lute player, and this is actually a historically accurate gig, is if there was a Commedia dell'arte troupe in your town, you could play music for them. That's also a Renaissance art form. So if they were doing shows, you know, you could be that guy who's playing on stage before the show starts and you introduce the show. You could even be one of the characters. I'm trying to think. Who plays a lute in Commedia dell'arte? Does Harlequin play a lute? I'm trying to think if I've ever seen him playing a lute. You would think he plays a lute. Get out your deck of cards. You got a deck of cards? Get it. Take a look at the Jokers. Is the Joker playing a lute? Yeah, did you know that Joker? That character painted on the Joker card is actually based on Harlequin, the Commedia dell'arte character? You know how much I love decks of cards. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that I have an uncountable number of decks of cards. And regular listeners also know that I love Commedia dell'arte. So it should come as no surprise to you when I make the declaration that the Joker and a deck of cards is based on Harlequin, the classic Commedia dell'arte character. You're welcome. Perhaps you have just realized that Dubious Goals Committee is an extraordinarily educational show. Yeah, it is. You can explain, hi, with kitties. Hi, Pippa showed back up, hi. That's right, Dubious Goals Committee is very educational. It's disguised as a show where some idiotic guy wanders around doing the stupidest crap while he talks to himself. Yeah, it appears that way on the surface. That's why your girlfriend or wife or boyfriend does not like the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Seems like, oh, that's just a stupid show. No, it's not. Look at all the insight and education I have brought to you today, teaching you about things like lutes and the Joker in a deck of cards. This is an educational show, deeply so. All these deep concepts being tied together, and my cat is still wigging out. I can hear her running down the stairs and sliding across the hardwood floors with her claws. That's a very distinct sound. Shh. Yes. Oh my God, my cat. So yeah, if you're interested in seeing some lute playing by your fellow SDF member, no, it's not actually me. You need to look up the YouTube channel for S.J. Lawson. And that channel is Samuel J. Lawson. No spaces. There's a couple of other Samuel Lawson channels out there, so be sure to hit the one that is Samuel J. Lawson, no spaces. You'll know it when you find it, because you'll see a lute. And you'll see a guy playing a lute. And won't that be fun? Now, speaking of fun, oh, it's almost time for me to go to my physical therapy. And I don't want to. I kind of don't want to. I want to stay home and watch the game, because there's going to be a game on. I want to watch it. When I get home, I should be able to catch probably about the last half hour or a good chunk of the second half by the time I get back from physical therapy. Yeah. Okay. So I'll be able to watch part of the game. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Oh. What else do I gotta do today? Gotta do a bunch of running around. Gotta get some food. I think that's about it. I was gonna do... What else was I thinking about last night? Oh, that's unrelated. Yeah, I gotta work on this sweet riff on my CBG. I sort of figured something out, and I thought, oh, well, you know, if I do that little riff, then between the riffs, I can go down here and do this bass run and then get back to the riff, and it'll be cool, and I can be like the sweet guitar guy, and it'll be fun, but I'll never get to play a Renaissance Fair, because my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on and on radio. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.